This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Still not feeling the theme tune?
No, I've always felt the theme tune. I just don't go quite as...
You always look a bit disapprovingly when it comes on.
No, I don't at all. I just don't go quite as camp as everybody else in the studio and start dancing to it.
Right, now it's time for Loose Lips. Everyone's got a friend that just cannot keep a secret to themselves. You can nominate your friend anytime you want by text to 81199. Right, we've got a girl called Natalie on today. Here she is, when we spoke to her earlier, talking about her friend with the loosest lips in South Wales.
She's got major loose lips.
What's her name?
Laura.
Okay, how long have you known Laura?
About 5 years.
So, one of your best mates?
Yeah.
And why has she got loose lips?
She'll just basically tell everyone everything. She's got no morals. She'll just talk about absolutely anything that comes into her head first, no matter what it is.
Like what?
Like her love life, her very personal love life, everyone else's love life. If you tell her anything about your personal things, she'll just reveal everything in the middle of public places, usually.
What sort of thing?
Anything about your sex life, about the size of certain things. She won't hold back on anything.
She's quite happy to volunteer the information.
Yeah.
She can't help it.
No, she can't help anything. If you tell her anything about... Well, if you tell her a secret, she doesn't actually know the meaning of the word secret, I don't think.
So, let's try and catch her out, shall we, and see if she's as much of a gossip as you say she is.
Okay.
What's the made-up gossip that we're going to tell her today?
That I'm pregnant.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
How long have you been seeing him?
2 years.
So it's kind of possible that you could be pregnant?
I suppose.
Nice. Oh, this is a good one. Right, so I'm going to play you...
I like the fact that you asked her, so it is possible that you could be pregnant. You have, you know.
So this is what happened when Natalie called Laura, the gossip, to tell her some fake news. Now, Laura works in a hairdresser's in Neath.
Right.
Now, they talk all day, don't they?
Hairdressers talk non-stop.
She's probably telling all her customers as soon as she gets off the phone on this phone call.
Definitely.
Right, so here's Natalie calling Laura the gossip with a fake info.
Welcome to Morgan Foster's.
Can I speak to Laura, please?
Yeah, one sec. Who's that? Her mum, is it?
No, it's her friend.
Her friend. All right, one sec.
Mum, how rude.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hiya.
Who's... Oh,
it's Nat.
Who's this?
I was going to say, yeah. Who the hell is this?
I've been trying to ring you.
Yeah, my phone's on silent, isn't it?
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's around you now?
Huh?
Who's around you now?
Well, no one at this immediate second.
Because I got something to tell you.
What?
You can't say anything, though.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Don't say anything now.
I won't. What's wrong? What's wrong?
I'm pregnant.
You what?
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, good God. How do you know what?
Well, the usual way, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I'll ring you when I finish work, alright?
Alright then.
I can't speak now, see you.
Alright then.
Alright, I'll speak to you later.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Bye.
I love Laura.
She was very keen to get the gossip out, wasn't she?
I'm pregnant.
You are?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, she does get off the phone quite quick, doesn't she? Listen.
I'll ring you when I finish work, alright?
Alright then.
I can't speak now, see you.
But Natalie did say, please do not say a word to anyone.
You can't say anything, though.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Don't say anything now.
I won't. What's wrong? What's wrong?
So what do you think? Place your bets. What happened next? We're going to get their other friend, Callum, to call up Laura the gossip and see if she'll blab. Do you think she will?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A, she's a girl. B, she's a hairdresser.
Okay, how long do you reckon it's going to take?
Oh, Well, I said I'll go 37.
37 seconds.
Yeah.
Till Laura the Gossip Loose Lips blabs. Okay. Mm. All right. Place your bets at home and in the car or at work.
That bloke from yesterday who lost a pound on yesterday should be going double or quits on this.
Double
one.
Or quits, mate.
Double or quits.
All right. Here's what happened when Callum, their other friend, phoned Laura, the gossip.
Welcome to Morgan Foster's. How can I help?
Hi, is that Laura?
Yeah.
All right, Laura, have you got 2 minutes?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Callum.
Oh, hi, you all right?
Yeah, hey, listen, Nat left me a message on my answer phone.
I know, she just rang me.
What's it about? She, you know, she sounded really weird. I don't know. She sounded really weird. I don't know, what's it about?
Put it this way, she got a button in the oven.
Never, get off.
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, no, mate, you can't be serious.
Well, that's what, she just rang the shop now. And I was like, oh, what's wrong? She was like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, what? Ring her and find out for yourself. I gotta go anyway.
Right, okay, mate, see you later.
Okay, ta-da.
Bye.
Hey.
Oh my God!
How quick was that? She was so fast.
I don't know, what's it about?
Put it this way, she got a button in the oven.
That was so quick. Unbelievable.
Do you think by saying put it this way, she thought that she wasn't actually really giving the gossip?
Put it this way, this isn't the real gossip, but she's got a bun in the oven. Also, I did particularly like Callum's acting, almost as good as ours, on Deirdre's video casebook. Check him out.
Never, get off.
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, no, mate, you can't be serious.
Well, that's what, she just rang the shop now.
You can't be serious. No, really.
Never, get off.
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, no, mate, you can't be serious.
Well, that's what, she just rang the shop now.
Right, she was the fastest yet, yeah?
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.